Hi, I'm Dave Crane. Welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. We're here now to look at a system that will create super success for you right now in creating your personal brand, your happiness, and your success from now onwards. Interacting. You meet somebody new, they look at your business card, and they make a decision on whether they're going to do business with you based on a couple of things: how they like you in person, and also the research that anybody can do on anybody else straight away. They can go on Facebook, they can go on LinkedIn, they can look at your profile, they can find out what other people are saying about you and about your brand, so you might as well take control and make sure that you're out there first. On top of that, there's also a scary thing about creating your own personal brand that most people don't seem to realize. Even if you're in a job, a job, and you're being paid money to turn up at somebody else's work, there's no guarantee that you're going to be there forever. At some stage, you might need to move on to something else. And when that comes around, if you haven't started letting people know about your successes on a regular basis, then you won't exist. Now, is that a bad thing? You've not put anything bad about you? Well, if you're going for a job interview and somebody else has got a much stronger personal brand and a much bigger profile, guess who's going to get the job? Not you. So let's look at it. Let's break it down to some very simple elements, and that's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to share with you how to create your very own personal brand. So now we've got an interest in creating a personal brand. You know why you have to do it, but how do you do it? Well, there's three elements that go into creating a personal brand. First of all, what is your brand? Secondly, how do you create it with a marketing mix? And the third thing is, what are the goals that you're aiming for? Why are you doing it in the first place? And how will you know you've created success when you get there? Those are the three elements that create your brand, and let's look at them in depth with part one, all about your own brand. The first thing you've got to look at is your character. Who are you? If you were to think of yourself as a superhero, are you Clark Kent, or are you Superman, or Bruce Wayne, or Batman? What is it about you that people are going to find interesting? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you always complaining? Are you saying great things about everybody? Are you evangelizing about your products and your business? Or are you always asking for people to interact with you? Whatever your character is on the inside, think about how you portray it on the outside. Number two, what's your story? What's your background? How did you get to this position here? And where is it that you're going? Are you an overnight success? Are you a lifelong learner? Did you inherit everything you've got? Or are you on an ongoing basis learning of the mentors and the partnerships and the masterminds all around you? People like stories. They like to be able to sum you up in a couple of sentences. Now, I know you're a far more complicated character than that. Who isn't? But people don't want to know that. They want to know exactly who you are. Marilyn Monroe, star of stage and screen, great actress, died young, married some very famous people as well. Whatever your profile is, people want to sum it up. Create a backstory, or other people will create it for you. Number three, you have to have a touchstone. The touchstone is what people will use to get access to you. As they summarize your backstory, they'll also want to know what things you relate to, what things sum up exactly who you are. There might be images, there might be connections, there might be certain areas that you tap into and do on a regular basis. You might work during the day in an office, but on the weekend you go surfing. Whatever your touchstone is, people want to relate to that. If they don't relate to it and they can't touch you, they will ignore you, move on to somebody else closer to who they are. Number four, value. What values do you stand for? Are you into green issues? Are you making sure the world is a better place? Or do you just want to make lots of money? Do you want to help people around you? Or do you want to help the people that are closest to you? Do you want to help people you've never met before? Whatever your values are, that's what people are going to relate to. The values of you as your own personal brand are often in sync with your own business. And if they're not in sync, it doesn't matter, because people will see your brand as exactly who you are. So make sure you know the values that you relate to, and get those values out to the people who want to do business with you. And the fifth thing is, who's your target market? Have you created a tribe? There's no point creating stuff that goes out everywhere if there's nobody specific that you're creating it for. Have you got an avatar? Do you know the people that like your stuff? You know the people who like stuff related to your stuff. You know where to find them. Without all these things, you haven't got your own personal brand. So the first part was all about your brand. The second part is about your marketing mix. How you're going to get it out to people and how you're going to make sure that you can get feedback as you do it. First thing is make sure you've got the right brand hub. That could be your website, it could be your own personal blog, it could be an existing social media platform that you're very interactive with. Wherever that brand hub is, you've designed it, you've created it, so all the information that people need can come from one place. You relate to it, you push it high in the rankings, and you make sure that you create a very high status for what it is that you do. Every element of what you do. If it's not something you want people to know about, you don't put it into your hub. Number two, value of your content. People want to know that you're creating great materials so they can share it with others. They want to know if they're going to invest time and energy in your message that it's going to enrich and enhance their lives too. Make sure everything you do has some kind of value, even if it's enriching their downtime so they can chill out better, that when they come back to you, they're ready to do more with their business as well. Number three, social proof. Why should anybody pay any attention to you as opposed to somebody else? What evidence do you have that what you talk about is actually real and creates great results? You need social proof. You need action. You need to have a high clout score. Evidence that people pay attention to you, are influenced by you, and create success in their own lives as a result of you. Number four, SEO. Think in terms of search engine optimization. How are people going to find you? Have you got keywords that are related to you that you stick to and use all the time? The more you use them in print, in video, and in conversations, the higher your brand will be in the association of where it is that you want to go. If you don't use SEO, you're a fool. You're never going to get found, so you'll have a really great product, but nobody will know about it. Number five, social media. It's free. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest. There's a whole load of different platforms that you can use to interact with your people, find your message going into forums, and make it easy for people to find you and interact. Make sure that when you do market on social media, you know exactly how to do it. You don't want to bore people, but you want to make sure that you're very relevant and you are there more often. You also want to make sure your message is congruent with everything that you're trying to portray. So if you're complaining and you're negative and you're saying what a bad day you're having, people are going to start associating with you with being a whiner. Nobody wants to do business with that, even though it's just a bad day for you. Qualify everything and think about your social marketing strategy. Number six, have a call to action. Make sure that people know when to interact with you and when to start buying stuff from you. If you're giving out great content all the time but never asking people to spend money with you, they'll never understand that they should spend money. You've always given it free. Why should they start paying now? It's got to be the right kind of strategy. Otherwise, people will just go somewhere else. If you're constantly training them to love your free stuff, but at the end of it, you make sure that they know it's leading up towards something that's even better, but they have to pay for it, they can be conditioned, and they'll value it, and will spend money. You've got to monetize your personal brand, otherwise what's the point in doing it in the first place? And number seven, attracting your prospects or clients to your brand. How are they going to find you? Are you going to go out and drag them back in? Or are you going to create some great way that they can find you? Pay-per-click advertising, doing stuff that arrives on social media, getting into other forums, or even doing live events. Your marketing mix needs to make sure that you are visible and people want to come towards you, and they are the key people that you truly want to buy your product. If everybody else ignores you, that's fine. You didn't want them anyway. So now in part three of creating your own personal brand, we've already established, first of all, you need to identify what your brand is. Secondly, you need to create a marketing mix. And the third thing is, what is your goal? What's your outcome? Why are you doing it in the first place? We can break that down to seven different elements. And that's what we're going to examine now about creating your goal. Number one, do you have a sales funnel? Something in place to gather all the interest and all the people who might do business with you and take them on a journey from being suspects to prospects to clients to being lovely, satisfied, long-term customers. And then you send them back into the funnel. If you haven't got a funnel or a system, you need to create one. Otherwise, you're going out with a fishing rod or even a dart trying to catch those fish. If you've got a net, it's nice and simple, you catch them in, and it's all part of that process. It's called your sales funnel. You really need to make sure you've got one. Number two, permission-based marketing. If people haven't asked you to be part of your gang, to get your emails, to get all your messages, then you are spamming them. You must always allow them to leave, otherwise you're holding them to hostage and nobody wants that. Think about how many emails you get. 100 a day maybe? Of them, how many are actually relevant to what you truly want? Or from customers who truly know you, or clients or prospects? Maybe what, 5 of them? Maybe more hopefully? So much stuff out there is spam and people really hate it. If you start interacting with them and they didn't ask for it and it's got no relevance to them, then they will hate you, possibly forever. Make sure you ask for their permission, and once they've bought in, they will buy from you. Number 3, acquire customers. Go out and get them. Are you using pay-per-click advertising? Are you making affiliate sales of other people who've got your target market? Or are you going out physically and dragging them back in, having some offline system for bringing them back online, because then you can start your sales process going. Whatever you do, you've got to acquire customers, otherwise you're doing really great stuff on your own, and you'll go blind. Number 4, have you got customers for life? Are they going to stick with you forever? You know, so much money, maybe I would say 70-80% is lost in back sales because people are constantly marketing to find new clients without doing a better job of looking out for their old existing clients. What is the life cycle of an existing client? How long will they be with you and how long will they spend money? What new stuff is it that they're looking for that you can provide? If you don't ask those questions and have a great relationship with those people, you'll never find out. And even more so, who do they know who they can go out and sell on your behalf and bring into your sales funnel? Think about your customers as being your friends for life. And that's part of your goal when you create your own personal brand. Number 5, awareness and communication. Let them know you're out there and find a system that they want to be communicated through so you can constantly stay in contact. It might be making videos, it might be emails, it might be messages, it could be on Twitter exclusively. Whatever it is that they want, it might be in coffee shops or events and that's how you meet them. Make sure the communication is regular, make sure they're aware of who you are and what you're doing on a regular basis. The minute you lose contact is the minute that there's a supply that they truly want to have, they're demanding, and they'll take it as somebody else. You don't want that to happen. You want them to be with you all the way through. Number 6, brand protection. Are you legally looking after your brand? Are you making sure that nobody can steal your thunder and or your customers? It's very difficult to guarantee that that's going to happen, but what you can do is work really hard on protecting your brand as much as possible. I've already talked about the legal means, but creating new content, fresh content, making a form around you, all the people that you trust who are also on a commission or an affiliation fee for helping your business grow. All those things can help to grow your brand and protect it at the same time. And last but not least, how you know that you've done it with your brand? What success and how you know how to measure it? Your return on investment could be financial. It could be tapping into a new market or a new industry. It could be gaining another 10, 15, 100,000 clients. It could be reaching a million people to join your march. Whatever your personal brand goals are, that's what you aim towards, ignoring all the other factors because they don't matter. You can go and do them again, but then they become a brand new goal. And let's face it, if you're going to land a plane and you're an air traffic control person, you really want to land them one at a time. Get them all to arrive on a runway at the same time, there's going to be a few conflicts. And that's what you've got to do with your goals. So those are the elements that you need to create your own personal brand. A lot of it's mindset, but a lot of it is a load of things to help you get there that might be quite complex. And to get all the complex things, you need a system. Guess what I've got for you right now? The Turbocharge Your Brand System. So now we've got a system that can reinvent you, a system that can life coach you and business coach you, a system that will keep you stress-free, focused on your goals, able to be more confident than you've ever been before, create permanent happiness on a daily basis, ongoing for the rest of your life. This system will also guarantee that you're healthier, that you're able to do stuff that you've never done before, it'll help you plan your business better, and it'll also make sure you create the ultimate personal brand. What's that worth to you?